Karl Marx, I mean Karl Qualls, so that when you first read Marx, you start to notice him everywhere, whether in articles about mistreated workers in developing countries or totalitarian regimes oppressing their people. Marx's theories can still be applied to daily modern life to fix fundamental issues. We can, for example, take countries like the Soviet Union or North Korea and see how their Marxist ideology does not translate as Marx's original ideas. In order to prevent more governments from misinterpreting communism like these two have, we must read Marx's writings to better understand his theories. We cannot, as was said in Marx in Soho, leave the interpretations up to dogmatists, so the implementation of communism does more harm than good. We would not want a democracy to turn into a monarchy, so Marx's ideas of governance should not be turned into ruthless regimes. Marx's ideology includes ways for the workers, or proletariat, to rise up against an oppressive bourgeoisie. In today's society, where corporations like Walmart dominate consumer culture while treating their workers poorly, there need to be methods by which these workers can be treated as human beings and make a decent living. Learning about Marx's ideas can help give workers a platform on which to fight for fair pay and working conditions. Much like the trade unions that came about in the early 1900s, today's industrial workers should have literature that binds them together for common demands. We have seen how history tends to repeat itself in terms of class structure. There's always been an upper class and lower class. During feudalism, there were lords and serfs. During Marx's time, there was a bourgeoisie and the proletariat. Seeing how history tends to unravel, it is vital that workers today are united so as to not keep in line with these trends. Perhaps Marx's theory most relevant to college students is that people should have jobs in which the work they do is something they are free to do. College students do not go to college with the preconceived notion or dream that after they graduate, they will get a 9-to-5 job in a cubicle. Instead, they pursue a degree in a field about which they are passionate, a field that gives them the opportunity to do free work. Not everyone, however, has that opportunity. Marx's writings can serve as inspiration for all, both those who do and those who do not have the opportunity to pursue free work. By reading his ideas, people will learn multiple ways to obtain these jobs and break the seemingly continuous cycle of worker oppression. So, it looks like Karl Marx, Karl Qualls, was right in saying that we see Marx everywhere. His ideas tie into corporate control of workers, historical failures to implement his theories, and younger generations' desire to do free work. Perhaps by reading a Marx manuscript a day, the proletariat can keep the bourgeoisie away.